how to kill an olive at the bottom. So the more quotes in the Mishnah that the same will we have this division. So similarly, three people put it into the kiss. Ken Shlosha Shetilo the kiss. Shomer Shmuel. What about the following case? Shnayim Shetilo the kiss. Zemon and Zem Asayim. Okay. So Scarla Emsa. If they didn't make any arrangements of how they're going to divide the profits, so therefore the loch is scharla emsa. Okay. So the more Omer Rabba, Yistabra Milsa the Shmuel, in a case of Bishor the Harisha, Vayma the Harisha, that they bought a shore to use it for Harisha purposes. So in that situation, without each person contributing his money, see, even the fellow put in 100 zoos, which is the lesser amount, if he would have contributed, nothing would have happened. So the...
If what? Nothing would have happened. If he wouldn't have contributed.
Right. V'ayman the Harisha, now they use it for Harisha. So each time the animal is plowing, the smaller contribution is contributing to the accomplishment as much as the other one. Without him, it would not have happened.
And you see, if you had 99-1, that is flippy shava.
Theoretically, unless you can create some type of a non-sahari that they had das to make that wasn't their das. That was their, to divide it a certain way. But they didn't make any tonight. But Abba Bashar Lacharisha Va'omer the Tvicha Zenot Lefim Oisav Zenot Lefim Oisav. Shmuel says, in a scenario where the Maisa, even if they bought it Lacharisha, but right now the animal is they're going to kill it. So when they do that, each one gets according to. So that's a question of how much of the busser of the animal belong. It has. Well, it's not a question. When they bought it, it was weighed X amount of pounds, and now it weighs more. So that growth and that benefit of the busser. So it's not the ownership in the leg is not contributing to the extra weight in the chest. Each one is not contributing to the other. So then each one will get according to the amount that he owns. He says not even in such a case. That we have to assume that their intent was when they bought it that they meant to divide it equally unless they made any other arrangements. Okay.
I mean, are we talking about like expected windfall profits? I mean, very large profits, or we're talking something small? I mean, I'm just thinking about the fact that, particularly today's economy, that's less. That the one who's contributing the majority interest, but getting the 50% profits, would be better off putting his money in some other investment.
That's probably true. I mean, I imagine in our society there's an automatic assumption that there's like a minhag medina that they mean always to divide it according to the amount that they put in. Right. So then, even if you don't make it tonight, it has equivalence of.
But the point is that the minhag medina, then it's not like an absolute halacha, like this is. Misenai type of thing, but this is sort of the minhag hamakom back then.
I think I'm saying the other way around. I'm saying, if you made it tonight, you made it tonight. If you have a minhag medina, it's equivalent to making it tonight. If there's no minhag medina, there's no tonight made. So now we're going to down it up in the Gemara's case. What does halacha say? It's not that the minhag medina was not this, because the minhag, that's why they did it. It's no, the minhag medina would have allowed it to make it equivalent to making it tonight, even though they didn't make it tonight. But if you didn't, if that kuv, you didn't make it tonight, the reality is that both parts are contributing to the results, and the result can't exist without either one of them. So that's the sugya of zeni yochel, zeni yochel. You know, it's your zeni yochel, zeni yochel. See, each one is considered they did a full malacha. You don't look at it. You did half. You did a third, and you did 2/3. You know, we're not machalik between in a case and halacha over there in Hevel Shabbos, where the one guy's stronger, one guy's weaker, but the mice, and neither one could do it on their own. He's chayiv more, he's chayiv less. You both did the malacha.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have opportunity cost and so forth, and that.
Right. Okay, Mesa. Shnaim shekilo the kids, then one of them is Messiah. Eschar le'emsa. So the Brisa says, Eschar le'emsa. So my love, isn't the case b'shor l'chirisha, but I'm a l'tricha. Even the Brisa is saying, even in a scenario where it's I'm a l'tricha now, you're going to divide it equally. And it'll be to you to the rabbah. That this statement that Rabbi came along and said it's only true by case of Omer L'Charisha, not of Omer L'Tvicha. You see from the Brisa, not like that. Morris says, no. Loi, B'shor L'Charisha, Omer L'Charisha. So Morris says, okay. I will shor L'Charisha, Omer L'Tvicha. My, what are you going to say? Is that not L'Fim O'Yisav? Is that not L'Fim O'Yisav? So then the Brisa doesn't apply to Lacha. The problem is the Brisa itself qualifies the Lacha, and it doesn't give that qualification. So Adatani Sefer, Lacha Zebeshaloi, Vizebeshaloi, the Sefer says, he bought a larger or stronger shore for the larger amount of money, and he bought a smaller shore with a smaller amount of money. Then the Benisarvu, after you have multiple animals of different strength, etc., and you then mix them into the, bring them into the field and doing the work, etc., so zenot l'fim oisav, zenot l'fim oisav. So the Brisa says that in that situation, the each one's contribution is a different contribution, and each one will get according to the amount that they put in. So why do you have to run to a case where you're dealing with not a single animal but multiple animals? According to what we're saying now in the Pshat and the Brisa, according to Rabba, we can differentiate like this. Okay. So the Brisa should say that, and the Brisa didn't say that. It indicates that the in the ratio, we couldn't find any case where it's the Fima Oisav except for where it's multiple animals. Where it says no. Hachinamikamar. Bemedem amurim b'shor l'charisha v'amel l'charisha. Al b'shor l'charisha v'amel l'tvicha. Nasa kemisha lokach zeh b'sholoi b'zeh b'sholoi b'nisar b'zenot l'fima Oisav b'zenot l'fima Oisav. That's what the Brisa means according to Rav.
According to who?
Rabba. Okay. Zotim Mora says in the Mishnah Tanan, "Bechein Shloisha Sheitilu Lekis, Hichsa Oy Hoisiru, Kachin Cholkin." So the Mishnah says that they divide it according to the amount of money they put in. So, my lav, Pichsu is Pichsu Mamish. Hosiru is Hosiru Mamish. They bought this merchandise and it went up in value, went up and down in value, and they get Lefim Oisov. We don't argue without the contribution of the smaller individual, we could not have done it. We could not have accomplished whatever we're supposed to accomplish, and therefore they should divide it equally. Okay.
And therefore, what they should divide unequally.
They should they divide it unequally, according to Shmuel. If without this individual's contribution, the result will not have happened, so then he's considered a full party to the result and he gets an equal portion. So why did the Mishnah say each one gets the Fim Oisov? They should divide it equally. So it's a Kasha and Shmuel. Omer Nachum, Omer Rabba Baravua. Loi, when it says Hosiru, it doesn't mean Hosiru Mamish. Hosiru is Zuzi Charati. That they're doing business over here with the money. So if they would have went out and bought some items, and without each individual contribution, it would have been impossible to buy the items and then do the business with them. So then Shmuel's halacha would apply. We're dealing with that; they were dealing with money directly. So each dollar is producing its own new money, and that's, and therefore you divide according to the amount of money which is put in. So what's the case of Pichsu, if that's the case? So Istura Ditsunisa, that the money that they put in became a puzzle. And now the only thing you do with the money is use it for. Rashi says that there was. The Mor and Shabbos talks about that they had a certain type of a wound that you'd put the coin on the wound. It would help it to heal. So this coin now, which is no longer accepted as a coin, its value now went down. It's only valuable for the purpose of using it for medicinal purposes. Okay, Zok Rashi, top of the page. Schar le'emsa, cholkin b'shabbat. So they divided equally according to Shmuel. So comes Rava. It says, that makes sense. B'shalach b'shish, shalachu b'hen shor. With that money, they bought a shor lachrish. B'charshim b'hen, and they're actually, that's what they're doing with it. So neither side can work without the other. So the one who owns more cannot. That's true, but he can't accomplish anything without the other individual. Therefore, they divide the profits equally. They bought the harisha, but now it became fatter. And then they shechted it. Dividing it according to the physical parts of the animal which are there. Okay. Why do you say the case that they bought it the Harisha and now they shefted it? The Rashi, Rebus Ashminim. The Avagab the Mikora Adaita the Miflug Bishava Nechus the Shutras. If you tell me that the halacha is when you buy a shor the Harisha and you'd use it for Harisha, you have to divide it equally. We could argue if they buy the animal for Harisha, so since they planned to use it for Harisha, they had intent to divide it equally. Even in the scenario when they shefted, that's what I would have thought. Davgav mikora died to the mifin b'shav and nachal the shutvus hashtar the shavuch v'baser v'shachtu v'miskalak leivora v'itol ish the fi boys. Now it could be according to the way Rashi is learning, and that's where Rav Hamnuna argues and says the Skar Lamsa, because you bought it in the Harisha. It could be even Rav Hamnuna would agree in the case that you bought it Latvicha, so the Chachila, you bought it all das, each person should get according to the amount of money they're putting in. So they went and bought an animal. The purpose was, the plan was to buy the animal, fatten them up and shaft them. So there's the profits over there will be divided according to the money put in, even according to Rav Hamnuna. Okay, so it bore the case of the price has said Lacha Zeb Shaloi Shorim Briim B'Masayim. He bought with his 200, he bought more expensive animals, which are healthier, fatter. Shorim Kichushim B'Money. He bought thinner ones for the smaller amount. Zenotelafim Oisav. The Shor Kachush Ein Abedosa Daimel L'Shalbori. So now they brought them into the fields and they're working the fields. The stronger animal is going to be doing more work. So more so, instead of going to that case, that's the case of the Sefer, lifting Bididei. According to Rabba, that Av Keshetilo the Kis Mos, Locha Behema Achas, instead of that each one bought their own animal and contributed the animal, each one contributed money, they bought one animal, I can give you a case where they get Lefi Moisav. I can give you a case I can give you a case where Yachloiku they'll divide it according to their money. So the word said, that's what it means. Irish says Pichsu doesn't mean Pichsu Mamish. They're divided according to the amount of money they put in. But to you to the Shmuel, so that's it's a kasha in Shmuel. Versus no, the case of Zuzi Chadzi. Shemetilan Zuzim, they put into the business Zuzim. Yeshanim. So what they put in was older coins which are not accepted so easily in circulation. Therefore they had a little bit of a lesser value. And they were able through buying and selling to get into more valuable coins which are accepted everywhere, the new ones. So the 100 that he put in produced 100 new ones, and the 200 he put in produced 200 new ones. So each one gets according to the coins they put in. But Eskar le'emsa. But according to this, Enochanami, I'm assuming Rashi means in a case where it was generated only through the combination of the, all of the coins together. So then it's Lamsa. That's Shmuel's din.
Why can't you say that when you go to Yishanim to Chadashim, it's not that they have a increase in value, it's just more liquid, it's more advantageous, but it's not that the like the dollar amount is different. Whereas the Hosiru, no, the dollar amount is has been an increase in the dollar amount.
The challenge that they have with that is but if each one's dollar generates that new the dollar 10 per dollar, irregardless whether there was larger amounts of money there, small amounts of money there, you know, whether I'm working with 100 or 200 or 300, I would produce this result. So it comes out that the larger contribution did not help in any way towards the smaller contributions' benefit. It happened either working together. So then I don't understand why it would be Lamsa. History the Tsunisa. So it's no longer accepted in circulation. So then, so what's its value? Mishiyesh l'maka, it's just like it went down, it didn't go down, it just became worthless. No. Mishiyesh l'maka, the pieces ragloi, a person has a maka on the sole of his foot, amitakas, but on the bottom, kersher mehem, shamitai, he puts the coin there. The malalei chaludo didhu, so the there's a benefit for the healing of the wounds from the oxidation of the coin. And with the picture which is on it. So again, the kim of the yeshnoi be'en noita kol echad kecheshmen shehitul. So on the point in these cases, since that we're dealing with the items that just have been remained in intact, on pichsu meyo echemishim zuz, zem mafsid mechso zem mechso meishaskar behefsid lehemso. If they went into some type of business venture and it went up or went down in value, so that would be lehemso. Zot the Mishnah. Mishnah, you know, say Dawud Noshim. Umeis. Okay. Harishana Kadem is the Shneel. The Shneel is Shlishis. The Shlishis is the Revius. Okay, so the one who was married first. Has the right, the first right to collect from the property, and whatever is left over after she collects, the second woman has the second right, etc. Rishon nishbas l'shniyah, v'shniyah l'shlishis, V'shlish is a revius. Revius nifras shalom b'shvur. So the Rishona, the Shnia can say to the Rishona, very nice, you want to go collect first, but maybe our husband gave you some money, but she put away secretively for you to cover the cost of your ksuba. So before you collect from the property, I want you to swear to me that you do not receive any prior payments from the husband for the ksuba. So we said before that they have a right to make that person make that shua. So number two can make number one swear, number three can make number two swear, number four can make number three swear, number four
doesn't have to swear.
Now if you're collecting from Rashi says the car you're collecting from Yisrael, whenever you collect from Yisrael's property, you have to swear. In case of the Yisrael were Gedoylem. So that's why Yisrael Ketanim. Yisrael Gedoylem, it's up to them to ask. And
So it's only if they didn't ask, but they could be Machayev or Shvu for the fourth one.
They could, right. He says, no, automatically it's a requirement. Once you're making everybody else swear, so she has to swear as well. And the more is going to ask my Kemiflugi. Okay. If they're all in the same day as opposed to different days. So then the loch is called Kedemis, the Chaberta, Filisha Achas, Zochso, Mekacha, Yukosim, Yishalayim, Shos. Hayikulam Yotzes Bisho Achas, Vein Shamel Amona, Cholkas Bisho. Zog Rashi. Harishon Nishmach, Im Shnia to Enes, Hol Ba'at Baos. Little, you're coming to collect tchila first. He shavoyli. I want you to swear to me. Shlogavis mishabali klumla. You do not get any payments of this already beforehand. Dimol, what's her argument? Like, what's not committed to her? Dimol mishtarli nechasim kishir ksubosi. Okay. Rashi saying if. The number, let's say there are only two wives. There's enough property for both of them. So what argument does she, the second one, have to the first one? She's getting her ksuba. She has the right to more than her ksuba. So the fact that this woman is double dipping, it's not her business. She has no mokum to be tevei or shua there. The assumption have an argument to say, listen, you know, you're come to collect from our property. Well, maybe you get paid already. That's the assumption's business. That's not the second wife's business. She just has to make sure that she gets her ksubas. She's arguing, I'm concerned there won't be enough to pay for both ksubas. So if you got paid already, then it's irrelevant to me. So there's nobody has it, none of the wives have a claim against her. Okay. Now, the case is that they were not katanim anymore. Mksaver haitano kiyomer rabbanon habali parminitzi yisemim liyifrael b'shua. So the Tana over here holds that this halacha that we had before, that you have to collect from the yisemim, you have to collect with it, you need a shua. That's only by yisemim katanim. So Makanim is automatic. Then you have to swear by Gedolim. That's up for them to make that request. Benana says, "Afilo leSifra leBeshua." The Gemara Mefarish Puktayu B'Mai. The Gemara says, "Okay, so what's the Machloikus?" Shekulin Yotzes V'Yamechad. Klamer Yotzes Lefanenu Umalamdos Shekulin Nitzav V'Yamechad. So Rashi is saying that the Lashon Yotzes means that they're coming to being presented to for payment. and they're all being presented on the same day. That's, we don't care when they're being presented for payment. The question is when they were written. So Rashi says that there's a point in the Mishnah which is like there's a pause over there which is missing. How you cool and yachts, they're all being presented, and we look at them, we realize that they're all written by Yamechot. So then Kol Kedemus the Chaberta Shaachas the Ksubasa Zochso. So whoever is Ksuba is written has is earlier wins, but Imashos before Rosh is Betoichon. It's talking about that the time is written in the Ksuba. Going Baachas Kosa Biyam Plani Bishosh Leeches Mashiach. It says Bishosh Revi is Vachem Lechulam. Okay.
Well, what if they're in Basedin and they didn't write the Shah, and Basedin asked them, okay, what was the order that you got married in? And they admit, they all agree as to what the order is. Right? I mean,
wouldn't make a difference.
We still disregard that.
Yeah, because the Kayach of Gevia is a lot on the Shtar. And since it's not clear on the Shtar at what time, so the power of Gevi of the Shtar is all really take effect at the end of the day. There is a Lekeach, theoretically, they're coming to collect from the Baal or from the Lekeach or whatever it is. Let's look from a Lekeach's perspective. So a Lekeach bought the property, and then there's a Shtar which comes out, and it's the same day as the day he bought the property. He says, that's very nice. You bought it afterwards. He says, well, I bought it earlier. I'll bring Adam. I bought it earlier. He says, who cares? Because since it's not clear in the Shtar what time it was, the Lekeach says, I could say, I wasn't aware. You left it vague. So I'm assuming that it was, your point was, the vague time only gives you a right to win in Beis Din as much as it's clear in the Shtar, which is the last moment of the day. So so the Shtar's kayak is limited to that. So what's this machlokes between Ben Anas and the Tanakama? Machlokes Tanakama makes sense. What's Ben Anas' argument? Rami Shmuel. What happened? Kagun Shenipsis. Achas mehen sada shena shaloi. So it turns out Lamaisa that one of the three earlier collections, wife number one, two, or three, the field that they collected was from the husband's property. It turned out it did not belong to the husband. And so the owner is going to come and get the true owner is going to come and take the property. So it comes out that Mrs. number two wasn't really paid yet. So now the last wife, the Revius, is coming to collect, and the Shnia, for example, says, but I'm going to need recourse, because when this field is taken away from me by the true owner, I'm going to have to go back to the property of the husband and collect from the property. So I'm concerned that after you the Revius, take your property, I won't have what to collect from. So if I want you to swear that you weren't paid, so therefore you're not jipping me by doing that. So the question is, why do you need her to be worried about that? Let her come along and say that your collection, number four's collection, is totally invalid. Because if number two's collection turns out that it was not really was not true, her right to collect first goes back into effect. So now when the Revius took before her, we say, excuse me, that wasn't allowed, it's not valid, and therefore whatever you do is irrelevant. So why do you have to make her swear? So what they're arguing, Yes, it turns out the Revius collected before the Shnia. That's really what, after everything is said and done, that's what really happened. But she did it already. See, if you hold that becomes invalidated, so there's no need to swear. If you hold that it works, so then she has a mokum to make her swear.
But if it works, what she's swearing?
She's making her swear that maybe you were paid already. So then, even though yes, what you're collecting now, you have a right to. But it's only a right to if your ksuba is valid. Maybe you were paid already. So by you taking it now without swearing, you might have just stole from me. You have no right to the property at all.
So it was like sort of a checking twice. She's got paid twice. That's a
right.
Concern.
Right. But if, as much as she's getting paid for what she's truly owed, the earlier one has no recourse on that.
But the shlishis could also swear presumably.
She could make the shlishis swear, yeah. So whatever is collected is ineffective. So it comes out that the true right to collect of the shnia is not in jeopardy, because there's enough property for the revius to get it, and even if the revius takes it, we take away from the revius and give it to her. So what she, there's nothing, even whether she, again, so her holy right to make the shnia is not because this woman is doing an aveira of stealing, is because she's that's not her business. Her business is, are you going to get your ksuba or not? The answer is yes. So what's it to swear about? Benatas of our Masha Gova is Gova, and therefore the collection of the Revius is threatening the Shnia, and the Shnia has the right to make her swear before you collect. I want to know that you have a truly your own Dechayv. Okay, that's Shmuel's explanation of the Machlokes. Okay, the Mora brings a second explanation of the Machlokes, but let's hold it here.